from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Dr. Catherine Horton, particle physicist, formerly of CERN.
Hello?
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, hi, Frank. Nice to be with you.
And how are you this evening?
Well, you know, things over here in Europe are quite tough at the moment, but otherwise fine. Thank you very much.
So what is targeting has been hot and heavy here this summer, and apparently it has been just as hot and heavy there, if not worse.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Could you turn your mic up just a little bit?
Oh, yes. Okay, let me just check. Can you hear me okay now? Is this better? Okay.
I can hear you. I just want to make sure everyone else does.
Okay, well.
Okay, great. That's fine.
Yes, well, as you said, targeting has certainly intensified. And by now, I don't even call it targeting anymore. It is an outright Holocaust, certainly here in Europe. So I am dealing with a lot of clients who contact me who are seeking help. And unfortunately, in many cases, I deal, you know, with situations where there's reasonable grounds to believe that one family member has already been murdered. So, you know, I'm dealing with cases where people are being assaulted with directed energy weapons. They have either a parent or a spouse or, you know, sometimes even a child already killed under suspicious circumstances. I really emphasize killed. And that brought home to me the scale of what our secret services are doing. It's a, you know, a real live hot Holocaust, and it stretches the globe. So I am just terrified. And for this reason, I am going to rush into court in autumn and will try to have this stopped. You know, for the people who come forward, but it is terrifying. And yes, right at the moment, I'm not really getting that much help, you know, and that's what makes it doubly hard.
Okay, Catherine, anything that I can do for you, anything that we can do for you, just say the word.
Thank you so much. I think what I really need for the court cases is testimonies and victim affidavits. So I have made a template. What was it? Last autumn, almost a year ago, that I published them. And so far, I have about 20 people who came forward. Now that was amazing, because based on those 20 affidavits alone, I can prove that there's a global targeting program. I can also prove that it's generational, that the police refuses to help any victim anywhere in the world, pretty much. The same with the lawyers, also with many doctors. And I can also prove that surveillance and stalking are involved in 100% of the cases, and I think over 80% also directed energy weapons and implanting. So, you know, It's you might say, oh, it's low statistics. You only have 20 cases, but each one of those is so specific and has been submitted under oath with photo ID and with a signed statement of truth, whereby the signature has been witnessed by a person entitled to administer oaths. So that is really the highest standard of a victim testimony that I could possibly gather. And the details of every statement under oath are so striking. They don't look like normal criminality. Most people would be maybe suffering one housebreaking, but these people suffer, you know, everything you can imagine just in a few years. So they are very specific affidavits, and so far that has been the best help, because now every statement I make, I can really found it, not just on, you know, YouTube testimonies and tweets and websites. I can actually base it on signed affidavits. So the very biggest help right now is really for victims to fill out an affidavit template. I call it the tick box affidavit because it's 94 pages, but it's it's not as long as it sounds because it's more like answering a quiz, you know, or multiple choice quiz. You know, you just tick what applies to you. That is really very big help because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to gather kind of in Europe, I'm trying to gather enough, affidavits from all the countries. And in the US, I'm trying to do the same thing with all the US states. And beyond that, after the affidavits, the next biggest help is really publicizing the fact that court cases are coming. And also keeping an eye on the judges, because I think the judges will be pressured into pulling absolutely everything under the sun, you know, to throw out these cases or to deny the victim justice. And the problem with that is that the court cases are really the final stop, the final measure we have before outright open civil war, as far as I see it, you know.
What are people expecting? Dr. Horton, we have a caller, Marilyn from Ohio, and she is one of ours, and she is tortured to death. And go ahead, Marilyn.
Hi, Dr. Horton. Hello, Frank, and all TIs. I am definitely a fan of your bravery. I wanted to ask you, do you at all hear V2K, synthetic telepathy, or tetanitis? And if so, what do you do to defend your brain from that, if you do actually have that?
I don't have voice-to-skull, but I did have voice-to-skull transmissions once, so I know what that sounds like. It sounds like perfect, you know, people, as if you had headphones in, you know, perfect audio quality. And the truth is, I don't know of any way to really shield you from that. I really don't. It's terrible because that is really nonstop terrorism, and people can be worn down psychologically with that. So the issue with voice to skull is that when I tried, I did several tests with victims who did have continuous voice to skull, and they said even if you sit in a Faraday cage, sometimes it gets slightly quieter, but it never stops. You know, so you just hear the nonstop bubbling from the agents nevertheless. There's one victim who has done amazing research work and figured out that these voice-to-skull, transmission units are so-called nanocrystals, but a small crystal, but you can still visibly see it in the ear canal. And this victim found her hearing device that was implanted by buying a fairly cheap little endoscope camera off Amazon and really looking everywhere in the ear canal. And at some point she found this, a sparkly little crystal that was really solidly attached to the ear canal. And that's pretty hard to take out. And that visible crystal appears to be part of this hearing device that has been implanted in her. So if it's something like that, I am wondering, but I don't have experience with it. I can't experiment, but I'm wondering if it would be possible to take something like a neodymium magnet and maybe put it somewhere next to that crystal. Can it also, somehow distort it or maybe disable the crystal anyway? I doubt that it can be switched off permanently. I think these devices have really been developed to withstand the most extreme situations. But that might be one idea where I would really encourage those people with voice to skull to experiment to see if these very strong neodymium magnets might help. And the reason I say that is because these magnets help a bit to distort the chips when it's about pain torture, when people have them, for example, in a limb, or if they have it have these microchips on their head. Sometimes applying several of these neodymium magnets really gives pain relief.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Okay. Just for anyone who's listening, I have a polar reverse maddened helmet, and it did not stop the voices. My early stages of full-on remote neural monitoring, there was a slight variation in volume, but ultimately, I have heard other TIs show and explain these crystals in their ears. And so that's something I will try to look into. I wondered if Romola D. Karen Melton Stewart, and I know that Dr. Melissa Black gets remote neural monitoring voices. It's a two-part question. Are you still able to communicate with that team that we are all very proud that you all work together as strong women in this fight, in this war? And does Romola D. and Karen Stewart, do they have any kind of audio attacks in their brain?
I don't know about that. I mean, to answer your first question, the answer is yes. I still work with Dr. Millicent Black and Karen Melton Stewart. So absolutely. With Romola, I don't have any more contact since last year. Because really what she did was hugely damaging for my work. So I kind of cut off contacts. I have no idea, what she does. But regarding the V2K, I don't know. I mean, they never really spoke about that. I mean, Millicent certainly. And she also extensively spoke about the remote neural monitoring. And what I know for certain is that Karen had directed energy weapon attacks nonstop, and she collected some solid evidence for them.
All right, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Marilyn. Yes, I myself have spoken to Dr. Millicent Black, and she has called me, and she knows most definitely who her perpetrators are and that they have actually gone to college to learn it. Imagine that, going to college to learn to be asses.
Yes, it is. Actually, she traced it back that her perpetrator is a U.S. Air Force veteran, it's not just a perpetrator. He's a 24/7 tormentor and torturer. And I personally, based on the evidence she's given me, I also think he's a serial killer. But he has been equipped with satellite weapons that he can access by the U.S. Air Force. And I've seen evidence to be, fairly certain of that. So it is just horrific. But she traced it back to it's called the SEER Torture Training, SERE, and that stands for evasion and something and something and something. So it's like this, it's called a SEER torture training, and they make it sound like, soldiers learn how to withstand and evade and, react to torture. But in actual fact, she has reasonable grounds to believe that they actually learn how to torture us to death in the most effective way to cause maximum damage and destruction, So, yeah, and that course is put on by the U.S. Air Force.
Now, I understand that you get these snaps and pops all the time. I just wanted to say that I get the same exact, they sound as if they're sparks, and they seem to zero in or try to on your ear. But I have also just found they were never there before. Three, probably 2 millimeter or 3 millimeter impressions, all staggered right on my forehead. And it would seem to me that they could possibly be from this type of attack.
Yes, I absolutely it can be. So what you describe are these pulsed energy projectiles, and what I have certainly evidence for is that they can dent steel. They can also punch holes into things. They have after I spoke to some witnesses who are testifying, they smashed up a glass a shield on a lamp, and I reassembled the shards, and I can prove the beam size, how they hit it, you know, at what angle, and how the shockwave traveled through to shatter the glass. So yes, these are, and it's very hard to know what this is. Some people say, oh, it is actually a sonic weapon, so it's a sound wave, a sound shock wave. But frankly, the way it travels through dense material, it doesn't really look like a normal sound wave, a sound shock wave to me. So
not at all. The sound wave would be buffered off by solid material. Although it would pick up the vibration, it would lose the intensity.
Yes, and it would also scatter. So you, on every single transition between, you know, less dense and dense materials, you would always expect huge reflections and massive scattering for sound waves, because they are traveling in the medium of air. But this is not really scattering; it goes straight. So to me, it looks like it's a new electromagnetic waveform, a classified electromagnetic waveform that actually, based on the physics I was taught at Oxford, is not even allowed. But then again, you know, it was so easy to brainwash us all and keep information from us. So, you know, until somebody proves to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that this really is a sound wave, I will also assume that it could be this modern electromagnetic wave. I've not heard of it denting organic material, but it can. There's no reason why it couldn't. And I certainly know that they are playing around with the waveform. So it, depending on how they, what they fire out, sometimes it's a very large shockwave, and sometimes it's very focused. So the smallest, I have so far proven, the smallest kind of impact holes in metal, they are roughly 3 millimeters, 3 to 4 millimeters, but it can go up to the size of a coin and even bigger, you know. So, but what you're describing is really something that you can see on the surface, or yes. Is it actually something that you can feel that they might have deformed bone?
It's actually an impression, mm-hmm. three impressions, and they have discolored to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I mean, you look at your face every day in the mirror, and they were not there, and they now are there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm beginning to think that they are a focal point of this type of attack. And it seems like what you describe is almost like a particle beam that dissolves and then reforms on the other side of a structure, but that can also qualify as a very specific wave.
Yes, and I think if any such a, you know, if you thought about some theories and suggestions I've seen are for plasma weapons. So, but then again, you would have some electromagnetic wave.
Okay, Catherine, we have to go to commercial. Thank you for listening, folks.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are coming to you live, once again, from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have our distinguished guest, Dr. Catherine Horton from Switzerland. Go ahead, Catherine.
Yes, what I wanted to add to your previous remark about these particle beams that it could be, is that even if it were something like that, like a plasma wave, I think the underlying driving force of that, plasma assembling or the particle beam assembling would also be some form of wave, electromagnetic or, something like that, maybe something fundamentally different, but still an underlying wave. And people make references to scalar waves, and I have to emphasize, probably disappointingly to many people, that I cannot comment on these scalar waves because I never studied them. And also because of my targeting, I just do not have the capacity to research them, as either as a theoretical physicist or from the theoretical physics basis, or certainly not from the experimental physics basis. However, I'm absolutely open to all these suggestions that it could be a wave like that. And also, I think I have, plenty of evidence with which I convinced myself that the kind of pulsed energy projectiles I'm being shot with are nothing I can explain with the physics I know. So I think there is a lot out there. I think for the average victim, the question is, can you go into court with evidence like that when you can't even explain what it is? And I think the answer is yes, you can. And I'm very confident about that, because we can always do that in science. You can prove something even if you don't know what the underlying mechanism is. In fact, in many cases, when we prove something, sometimes our assumption is actually wrong about what the underlying mechanism is, but you can still prove the effect. So what I try to do is I try to gather evidence of these pulsed energy projectiles with an audio recorder and with video evidence. And the way I found works best is to have crumpled up aluminium somewhere nearby, and then you can actually hear the impact. And if you're lucky, You can even capture how a pulsed energy projectile dents aluminium. You can make the impact visible, but certainly you can hear it. And then it sounds just like you described it, Frank. It sounds like little sparks. And in my case, if they really get going with a barrage of these, it sounds like the pat off rain. It's just incredible.
Yes, and they seem to hit, if they hit you in the head, it feels like a mild, I mean, it doesn't hurt, but it feels like a mild impression. But the spark is slightly thereafter. I think that is because the particle itself or the wave is traveling much faster than the speed of sound. So you actually get the spark a little bit late, but it's almost on top of it. And it gives you the feeling that they are separate almost. That was my first theory on it, that the wave and the sound were separated, and they are by time.
That's very interesting, actually. That's very, very interesting. So what I can report is that when I'm being hit, I mean, number one, the pain ranges from anywhere from a slight tap sensation to really the sensation of being knocked on the head with a hammer, in my case. And but what accompanies these, if they get the angle right, is a light flash in my eyes, because they shoot through the optical nerve. Or it is sort of, as you describe it, like an electromagnetic shock sensation, like a flash. And when they go through the brain, it's a very odd sensation, but it really feels like your nervous system has just been, you know, kind of electrically electrocuted, you know.
Shut off a little bit.
Sorry?
If like shut off almost for a split second.
Exactly, or overloaded, almost as if your brain had been connected to an electrical fence, you know, and just get the shock. That's okay. What I always feel.
It's incredible, because I love to hear your descriptions, and I'm sure everyone in the studio audience everywhere is comparing our symptoms to theirs, and hopefully we can generate some interest once again in your affidavit, and you can send me a threatening letter anytime you want for not sending mine in yet.
Well, you know, I think what people also should know, because I'm actually so grateful to these first 20 people who submitted the affidavit, because it takes so much trust. Especially with all the disinformation and the actual sabotage and malice going around, you know. From
okay, we have a short commercial ID, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you for listening. My name is...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Coming to you live, once again, from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And once again, good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. In case you've just in, my name is Frank Allen, and tonight we have a very distinguished guest, Dr. Catherine Horton from Switzerland. Go ahead, Catherine.
So I think what is very important is that all the testifying witnesses also get protection. And I just wanted to say that as part of submitting these affidavits for my court case, it's not just as supporting evidence. I also want to get in turn an injunction for the people who are testifying. Now, at first you might think, yes, but I'm in the United States and I'm testifying for a court case in Europe. How can that affect me? And one of the things that were found out by Michael McKibben, who is interviewed on American intelligence media regularly, is that American intelligence agencies were set up by Britain. Okay, so I concluded from that really there's this covert architecture, and therefore every person being assaulted in the United States is actually in a crown colony, and therefore has a right to sue in London, you know, in the headquarters of the Crown, and most certainly is entitled to protection and an injunction through a court case in London. So this is what I'm trying to achieve for the victims.
Okay, Catherine, you have a caller, Samuel from California. Go
Hello.
Ahead, Samuel.
Hi, guys, girls. I called in maybe a week or two ago, Frank, I don't know if you remember. I mentioned a guy, but a German engineer, who he's building a lot of different unique technologies. They're not patenting them on purpose so that the bad guys don't get a hold of the technology and make them bad. But they're taking, like, the negative cell phone technology and harmonizing it with the body, and it's called Protect Pro. And the German engineer's name is Norbert Hauser. And I'm thinking that this stuff might help your people to protect themselves from the harm of these technologies that are out there.
Huh? Is that a kind of jammer that he's building using the frequencies that a mobile phone can emit? Or what exactly does it protect you from?
Well, on the cell phone technology, he's saying that's macro technology, and he's calling his technology Pico. Macro or micro being a billion parts per inch, and he's saying their technology is a trillion parts per inch. So they can switch this technology from being negative to being positive to the human body. And he does kinesiology tests. I mean, if you look online, you'll find him on YouTube and this and that doing strength tests with kinesiology, showing muscle strength with a cell phone with his technology on it versus a cell phone without his technology on, weak and strong, that kind of thing. I mean, I don't know. I bought one for my phone. I put it on the phone. My phone turned off immediately. And I had to reboot it 3 times to get it back up. And then it's worked perfectly since then.
And
I don't know.
Did you notice any positive results? What did you notice?
I'm not sensitive. When I first heard about Frank's show and this and that, I was a little bit like, are these people really... Well, yeah, I believe our government's that bad. So, yeah, I'm going to go along and feel like we need to help each other, regardless of whether we have these effects ourselves or not. I try to do everything I can for my health, and I did this for my health because I believe this guy was telling the truth. He's been on a lot of major shows nationally that are, off-grid, and I think there's one or two of him on Caravan to Midnight with John Weld, etc. So it's out there. I think it's something you guys should explore,
and
maybe you'll,
Thank you very much, Samuel.
Thank you. I'll certainly look into it.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Vanetta from Michigan. She is one of ours. She's a wonderful person. Go ahead, Vanetta.
Hi, Dr. Horton. Thank you, Frank. And I have been listening to you, and you are my hero. And I'm just thrilled to hear you talk. Everything you're saying, you're so informative. I watch all of your YouTube videos. And I have the greatest admiration and respect for you as a person, and also for your intellect and your courage.
Thank you. That's so kind to say. Thank you.
No, you earned it. No, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for the TI community globally. Thank you so much. That's all I wanted to say. That's it.
That's very kind.
Thank you, Vanetta.
That's it's wonderful to hear. And one of the things that's so important is that hearing something like that will encourage absolutely everybody, because we're all in this fight together. And if other people hadn't helped me, I would be nowhere, So I am always grateful to the many, many victims who are, first of all, reporting their symptoms, helping me to understand. There are many researchers who send me links. And one of the things that I've learned through this experience, as horrible as it was, is that there is this huge crowd of genuinely good people where one can always rely on them to help. even if they don't have a direct interest in helping you or have you've never really met them. And that really gives me hope in humanity, you know. I very much recognize that. So I started my life on the other side of the Iron Curtain in communist Romania. And we pulled through that time, which was also very hairy, just through the help of people who had absolutely nothing to do with us. And they had no reason to help us. And it's, I think, absolutely beautiful. That's what humanity stands for, you know. And I certainly will do my absolute best to really tackle this head on in the courts this autumn, because I very much feel that these guys have been doing it for absolutely decades. And now we reached a point where it's so far and no further, you know. And the other thing people are also asking is, why do you trust the courts? Because they're so corrupt. And the answer is, yes, the courts are corrupt, but also the courts are full of very good judges who also need support and help, you know. And I think they are also fighting their corrupt colleagues. And out of the three judges I had, the first two were amazing. They stood by me and they supported my court case, even though I had, you know, compared to now, virtually no evidence, only a vague clue of what's going on. Yet they believed me and yet they stood up for me. So that has given me also hope in the legal system.
Yes, it has. I want to just say also, Dr. Horton, that as an African-American woman, I do understand that good people will come to help you. I witnessed the civil rights movement here in the United States and how good people did come out and help. I also understand that even that many of the lower courts were corrupt, that eventually we got two judges who were not corrupted, and that helped us a lot. They needed our support, and we gave it to them. So I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I just want to thank Frank for this opportunity to talk with you in person. May you have a peaceful and pleasant night, and may the angels watch over and guide you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Godsend.
Thank you very much. Really, your words will give me encouragement for the court cases coming forward. That's going to, I will always remember your kind comments. Thank you very, very much.
And you're very, very welcome. Okay, I'm off.
Actually, on the topic of corrupt judges, the for America, the journalist Janet Fallon did amazing work. She tracked down the mechanism by which, the proof rather, of how judges were being paid off. And she discovered that a judge on a salary of maybe, you know, what do they pay, you know, earn $150,000 or $200,000 per year would get a mortgage for several million and then pay it off within a very, you know, small number of years, very, very quickly. And so that would be impossible to do without extra money. And when I asked her what her estimate would be for how many corrupt judges there are in the court system, she said, well, her estimate is about a third, which is a ludicrously high number. But then again, if you go into court and every third judge you meet will be corrupt, then you still have twice, a higher likelihood to meet a judge of integrity than a corrupt judge. So if we keep throwing court cases at the judicial system, we will get through eventually.
Agreed. And I will post all three of your documents that you have on your website. We'll put those in our newsletter, and people will see them every Sunday until we get some results. But we'll put them there every Sunday, and I encourage everyone to fill them out and send them in. Because I am going to finish filling mine out, and we have several other individuals that will do the same. Okay, we have another caller for you, Dr. Horton, and this is Chris from Maryland, I think.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi, Dr. Horton. I follow you on Twitter, and like the last caller, I highly respect you, and I can't thank you enough for all that you've done. I am targeted, and sometimes it's very hard. Not all of us are speakers, you know, and this targeting can make it hard anyway. I wanted to thank you, but I noticed that there were times when you would talk about getting hit a lot in the knee, and like ricochet or like a gunfire kind of thing, and I get the same thing. And I was wondering if you ever figured out what that was and what we could do about to stop, you know, to mitigate it.
So what it feels like to me is it goes back to these pulsed energy projectiles, especially when I go to bed. They use the fact that I'm helpless, I'm just lying there and I can't run around. They start to, what I call machine gun with these pulsed energy projectiles. They literally start drumming my body and are sweeping up and down and are focusing on the joints where it's incredibly painful. And I think what I feel, this kind of like sharp feeling is literally the impact of these pulsed energy projectiles. So they penetrate the body, but a lot of the energy seems to be absorbed on bone and on the surface of bone. What I'm trying to do, but I'm only, you know, so very limited in my success, is I'm still trying to use sheet metal to shield. I have been sleeping for the last 2 years at least with baking trays over my head, and sometimes the shots still come through, but it's still, you know, a million times better than without. And now, for example, recently I started sleeping under my whiteboard, believe it or not. As ridiculous as that sounds, that's the thickest, you know, big layer of metal I have in the house. And that helped a bit. It makes all the difference between being in so much pain I can't fall asleep and being able to eventually fall asleep when I'm tired enough. So I still just use metal. And you can use metal for two things. Number one is to kind of try to shield. And number two, also to collect evidence, because then the impact sound is that much more audible. So alufoil, crumpled up alufoil, will very quickly make these pulsed energy projectiles audible. And with sheet metal, you can hear the harder hits. They will sound like big, you know, knocking sounds on metal, like thuds, like impact sounds. But the truth is, I spent about, well, how much? About a year at least sleeping under 20 sheets of metal. So I went to the DIY store and I bought aluminium and sheet steel. I can't afford copper, unfortunately. And then I tried to layer them. And I proved to myself that they can easily shoot through 20 layers. So at that point, I reached the maximum of the weight that, you know, I could support over my head before being scared of, you know, decapitating myself if my shielding collapses. But it's just incredible. I think we civilians are genuinely defenseless against this technology.
I agree. Yeah, I have tried a lot of things too. I've spent a lot of money and went broke. And even detoxing. I mean, I've went all angles, and it's just the best thing. It just seems like we can mitigate it slightly, and it's temporary, you know,
yeah.
And they just keep coming back with, you know, more and more. And, yeah, I for the knee thing, I did find, I went and bought football knee pads.
Mm-hmm.
And they did seem to help. Very uncomfortable to sleep in or wear, but, you know, our sleeping just isn't all that anyway. So, but I, you know, thank you. Maybe hopefully someday somebody will come through for us and tell us what the heck to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's like a conspiracy of silence, wouldn't you say? Like a...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's actually... Mm-hmm. It is a criminal conspiracy, to be precise, because all the journalists and all the editors at big news outlets know. They have been told weekly for just decades by now by so many people, and they on purpose keep it silent. And in my view, it is entirely identical to how the newspapers during the Nazi times kept everything silent. They were also contacted when people were being mass murdered, and they kept it silent. So I am just all out to drag also the newspapers into court, you know, because it's a form of discrimination.
Okay. Catherine and Chris, we have a commercial coming up. And I just wanted to let you know that Chris writes homeopathic columns for our newsletter. Okay. Thank you very much for listening, folks. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are coming to you once again live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And John and Mike make that possible. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Dr. Catherine Horton. But first, for the audience and for Catherine, Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, Catherine, do you have a pen?
Yes.
Okay. 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, go to your address bar and type in freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. And would like you to join us in our conference after the show is over, if just for a little bit, if you don't mind. if that's not possible.
Oh, sure. Of course. Absolutely. Okay.
Because we really don't have too much time here left, but go ahead.
Yes, I guess what I would like to people to know, so these are the important things for the coming, for all the victims for the coming weeks. So the courts open in October, and I really, really, really would love to have all the people who are willing to testify with a tick box affidavit to please send it to me. I mean, ideally, you know, it probably will be too short notice to do it within a week, but please get it to me by the middle of September. So that leaves about 3 weeks. I think that is doable. And then I will file all the affidavits. And then, as I said, in turn, I am asking for an injunction for all my witnesses. And I will really drill it home in court that the US and Britain are not independent by any means. And that American intelligence, and I also suspect the American military, is actually secretly controlled from Britain. And the US is not the only hidden crown colony. Germany is a colony of Britain as well, and the US. So it's not unusual. And so is, for example, Canada and Australia. They are, you know, openly part of the Commonwealth, openly run by Britain. But what I want people to know is, number one, is that I do want to ask for an injunction in turn, so that is what they get out of it, so to speak. And this is why I want as many people as possible to testify from the United States, so that I can make a strong case that, yes, the time has come to pierce the veil, to reveal that, yes, so many things are controlled from Britain.
Okay, Catherine. Thank you very much, Dr. Horton, for being a guest. And every time that you come on a show, you enlighten us further. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. We'll see you on the conference call.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.